Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. President Trump has been impeached by the U.S. House over the violent siege of the Capitol.
On this vote, the ayes are 232, the nays are 197. The resolution is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
Trump is the only president to be impeached twice. He faced a single charge, incitement of insurrection, in this afternoon's vote after he encouraged a mob of loyalists to fight like hell against election results. The subsequent attack on the U.S. Capitol turned deadly and delayed finalizing Democrat Joe Biden's election victory. Security was exceptionally tight at the Capitol for today's vote. It was beefed up by armed National Guard troops with secure perimeters set up and metal detector screenings required for lawmakers entering the House chamber. A handful of Republicans supported impeachment along with the Democrats. Today, the statewide Coronavirus Vaccination Community Education and Engagement Task Force unveiled its 10-point plan to help get coronavirus vaccines to more of Florida's minority communities. WMNF's Daniel Figueroa IV reports the task force announced the plan during a morning Zoom meeting.
Task Force Chair Reverend R.B. Holmes said in the week since the group announced its formation and organizational structure, it put together a cohesive and comprehensive plan of action. He called it the SMART plan.
Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and timely.
As of Monday, Florida ranked 20th among states in first dose vaccine distribution, with about 630,000, or 3.3%, of Floridians vaccinated. But the state, which was among the first to distribute the vaccine to the 65 and older population, has come under fire for a confusing and congested rollout plan some say favors the wealthy. Senator Rick Scott has called for an investigation into allegations that nursing home donors and country club members were fast-tracked for vaccine doses. That's especially concerning to task force members as the virus has killed and hospitalized people of color at significantly higher rates than their white counterparts. Data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show the mortality rate for each Black and Hispanic communities is about 3% higher than their white counterparts. Former Jacksonville Mayor Alvin Brown is a member of the task force. He said it's up to the faith-based community, historically Black colleges and universities, and other partner institutions to step in and help healthcare systems and the government.
Together, we can solve the problem by working with our healthcare systems, because the city can't do it alone throughout the state of Florida. The state of Florida can't do it alone. The federal government can't do it alone. It takes all of us working together.
Two of the task force's top goals include getting 60 to 70% of communities of color vaccinated by the end of the year, and more pressingly, to identify 40 sites throughout the state within communities of color and underserved communities that serve as vaccine distribution sites by January 31st. Holmes said he wants to work with the incoming Biden administration to use the task force as a model throughout the country and make sure vaccines are allocated to underserved communities.
We want to be able to go directly with our president and vice president and his task force to share our vision with them, and working with hospitals across the state of Florida to make sure the vaccines will be designated to those various venues.
The action plan's steps intend to foster communication and cooperation between government institutions, health systems, and minority communities, as well as inform communities about the vaccine through marketing and educational campaigns. It also wants to make sure prisoners are included in vaccine distribution and will urge Governor Ron DeSantis to expand Medicaid. Mayor Brown said the mission might be daunting, but turned to the words of Bernice King, daughter of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
There is tremendous power when people come together around an issue that is clear, a cause that is just, and a purpose that is righteous.
Reverend Holmes said the task force will also work to ensure sustained health in underserved communities. One of the plan's steps includes developing neighborhood health clinics in disadvantaged communities within 25 designated cities.
And COVID-19 just simply pulled back the scale of historical health disparities and food deserts in our communities. When this is over, and it will be over, we cannot go back to business as usual.
The task force will meet again January 27th, February 24th, and March 31st. For WMNF News, I'm Daniel Figueroa IV.
Here's the Tampa Bay area weather tonight. Showers early with overnight lows near 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with afternoon highs in the high 60s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on the WMNF app and on WMNF.org.